the podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Shout out to Leonard Bernstein. More Tech Talk. No, we're starting a segment. Wow, I had a bit of a crosswire there. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Brennan. I'm Aaron. Love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Val has this, and you were going to bring this up late in the show before we kind of ran out of time. Val says on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Colorado is another school without a baseball program, but they do have a ski team. How do Tech's ski team, how will they do against Colorado? But but baseball-wise...
Yeah, doesn't change anything. Colorado doesn't. It does not.
Now, if you add a 14th team...
Absolutely.
Potentially, and UConn has one. Both Arizona programs have one. I assume Utah has one.
Arizona programs are storied.
Right. Yeah. If/when you add a 14th, yep, that will affect Big 12 baseball.
Yep, and there's no candidate that left that doesn't have. I mean, I'll assume that Colorado State's not going to elevate their way into this conversation, but all of the remaining Pac-12s, Gonzaga, UConn, and really the Colorado State provides a pairing for Iowa State as the two that, you know, that, so we add one more and we get back to an even number of baseball teams. So interesting.
This on the chat line, from Val, he says, since the Pac-12 didn't get a deal done, enabling Colorado to leave for free, doesn't that incentivize the other schools to move without having to pay? I mean, I don't think that yesterday's/today's news really surprised anyone, right? Whether you're in the Pac-12, whether you're a Big 12 fan, I mean, if you've been paying attention at all, and certainly we have, no one was just kind of standing there, mouth agape, just too stunned to talk. and so I'm sure that, and we talked about this yesterday, I'm sure that they have, you know, ivory towers at in Tempe and Tucson and Seattle and Eugene, they've talked about contingencies and kind of what would we do if. But I think that, and here's why I don't think that you're going to see some kind of immediate follow through by an Arizona to become the 14th or a Washington or an Oregon, because you don't want to be viewed as the follower. Right, you don't want to be viewed as some like cowardly lion who was just kind of huddling in the corner. But once Colorado moved and showed that it could be done and that the path was safe, that you bolted out the door. I mean, you want to be wooed and you want to be kind of added on your own merits, and you want to be viewed as a school president that did things, you know, the right way, capital letters. And so I think this will play out more like A&M and Missouri than anything else. And it's not like, I mean, USC and UCLA, they left at the same time. It was lockstep. Same with Texas, right, and Oklahoma. Sure. This would not be that case. It would clearly be an example of one following the other. And so you want to give, there's going to be some breathing room, I think. Maybe not 3 months like A&M and Colorado and Missouri, but I don't think it'll be bam, bam.
Yeah, I agree. I would be, there could be more regions meetings and rumors and things that we're reading about from the McMurphys and people like that. But I'm with you. Now, there could be some urgency in the sense that somebody doesn't want to be, you don't want to be left out. And so just complete inaction here doesn't seem like it would be wise. You don't want to be fifth.
No.
Do you accept the rumors? And I really say rumors, but some of the, I don't know if it's message board level whatever, that Commissioner Yormark applied a pressure or incentives for somebody to be the first?
So there has been some reporting on that, and we talked about that actually earlier on in the show yesterday before this news broke. And I kind of expressed some skepticism, like, mm-hmm. why would you put a deadline? Apparently there was one, and I don't think it was some kind of like, hey, you better do this or else.
Yeah, it wasn't date-driven, I don't think.
But it was, I think Thamel is the one that's really done the most reporting on this. Others might have as well, that the Big 12 really expressed a strong desire, hey, kind of need to know something by the end of July. Now, my question is, why do you have that deadline when you're not going to have a 14th team in here in the next 4 days? You know, mm-hmm. and so clearly you were going to wait. Maybe that's a, hey, if we don't have you in here by the end of July, then there's no chance that we can get a 14th team in time. I don't know the thought process there. There's also been some reporting, some chatter, some talk mm-hmm. that. That deadline was delivered in a way that, let me see how I phrase this. Hey, you know, we don't really care. Like, you could take us, if it was up to us, you could take as much time as you want, Colorado. But, I mean, ESPN and Fox, they kind of need to know by the end of July. So, I mean, again, not me, it's them. You know, it's like, hey, sorry, my dad said I can't go to the party. Gee, Willick. I mean, you know,
yeah, sure.
Like,
didn't really want to go.
Now, ahead. Whether that's true or not, whether that was really pressure from the conferences or just a very like 200 IQ bit of subterfuge by Yormark and the Big 12, I have no idea. But that talk is out there.
Do you accept it as hey, I'm really coming at this from the idea of who wants to be the first. We need some dominoes to topple. We need this league to fall apart over here to our west. Whoever, somebody needs to be first. Somebody be first. Because I told you, I that's sort of been the chatter. Like, pretty brazen if our commissioner was, you know, and it would maybe explain some of Klyavkov sort of defensive, oh, he's been lobbing these grenades. And, you know, because I would assume all the grenades that he was referencing, his words, grenades, that the words was just all of the anonymous Twitters and just all the sniping on social and things like that. But if you believe the idea, or if you believe sort of the chatter that our commissioner's office was very intentional about getting a property out of there to see what else, you know, to get dominoes going. Somebody be first. Incentivizing, pressuring, I don't know. But, you know, that's where, I mean, that's pretty, you know, that's pretty confrontational.
I think McMurphy, I'm having a hard time getting, separating kind of all these stories, yeah. But I think it was McMurphy that has said that, and I think he cited a Big 12 leadership source, like a Big 12 president source, that getting Colorado was the first move in all of our different scenarios. And so if anything was going to happen, this was going to be step one. And so now that's unlocked. Maybe add Arizona and call it a day. Maybe take the four corner schools. Maybe take six schools, right? Who knows? But that we're at step one now. And all of those scenarios that they've apparently talked about and maybe vetted are on the table to some degree.
And the Colorado thing doesn't sound like it was ever about this is the most valuable property. It was this is the easiest one to get over here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we know it's not the most valuable
property. Well, and it's not like, don't believe the people in the Pacific Times that would tell you this is like the worst. I mean, they're the state flagship of a growing state. They have some decent history. They have a lot of buzz right now. You have some history with them extensively as a conference. Geographically, it's a very good fit. Yep. It's a huge win.
Yep.
More Tech Talk next.
Hey, hey.
the podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Give it to me. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus, with Brennan. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6 o'clock. We have some news. The Colorado Board of Regents has unanimously approved a resolution today allowing the Buffaloes to join the Big 12 Conference effective for the 2024-25 academic year. They have released this on their website, on their Twitter page, or their X page, I guess we're supposed to say now, statements from their president, their AD, and their chancellor. So it is, it's done. And literally as we were coming back, I get an email from the Big 12.
Oh.
Not, I mean, to their media list. This is the most gangster move that maybe has ever happened in realignment. All right? I want to send Brett Yormark a thank you card for this. Here's the statement from the Big 12. Irving, Texas, July 27th, 2023. The following statement was released today by the Big 12 Conference through its commissioner, Brett Yormark, regarding the University of Colorado. Quote, they're back, 30. So if you're old, maybe if you're older than Brendan, and you remember the return of Michael Jordan to the NBA, he released a statement, a very short statement, that says, I'm back. I mean, they just did that in realignment.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
That is so gangster. That is awesome.
Yeah, I was looking for some sort of a Pac-12 response, but they really can't do much because they've still got Colorado as a member institution. So remind ourselves next year on July 1st to check the Pac-12 site, make sure, see if there's any listings. Yeah, I like it. I mean, that's somebody sitting by the key watching social and watching the Zoom, right? Like, hey, have this ready. We're not doing this tonight at 8 o'clock. We're doing this 30 seconds.
Awesome. They're back. Wow. I just can't. I mean, it's such a gangster move, dude.
Boss.
Oh my gosh.
Suck it, Steve.
Yeah, or George. I mean, yeah. Let's see. This on the EH Flooring Center chat line from Justin. Speaking of rumors, opinions on Florida State allegedly pushing to leave the ACC after the Colorado news yesterday. I've seen that. But I don't see how Colorado leaving really changes the calculus for Florida State. Colorado has nothing to do with your grant of rights being rock solid, locked in until the mid-2030s, right? Like there's no relationship there. And so I'm sure Florida State wants out. I'm sure they want to go to the SEC or the Big Ten. I don't blame them.
Right.
Can't do anything about it. Like, hey, Jim, you see how Colorado's leaving? Well, we want to do that too. Can we, please? No? Okay. All right. Well, thank you. We'll see you later. I mean, what? I'm puzzled at why suddenly there's talk about Florida State when their situation has not changed at all. This is in the chat line. The amount that y'all can talk about realignment is truly stunning. Thank you. Somebody says this. Well, Aaron, I give you credit. You stuck to your guns that a team would move this summer, and I kept saying that nothing would happen this year. You know, broken clock, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, one thing about the realignment talk, it's July 27th. I mean, it's not like we got a game to talk about, or, I mean, you know, this is the perfect time for crushing this.
Well, I think, I mean, if we want to have kind of a more meta conversation, I think that not everybody is a big college basketball fan, especially when your team kind of sucks. Not everybody's a big college baseball fan. Most people are football fans. And so you know, this kind of cuts across all lines.
Right, sure.
This on the chat line. I can't watch the Colorado Board of Regents meeting 80. Do they look excessively sweaty or like they tore up last night? It was an interesting mix of folks. A lot of interesting backgrounds.
And it was Zoom. So, yeah.
You shouldn't shame people for, you know, their nipples. No nipples.
My assumption is that the texter is asking if it looked like they all went out and party last night. And if they did, they probably did it.
I don't think that's really a party crowd.
They probably did it independently. You know, like, yeah. they're not really, they weren't all in the same room is the point.
This in the chat line. Here in late July, with potential for more PAC programs coming, do we feel like we would rather not have Houston and Cincinnati in favor of having slots open now, or were Houston and Cincinnati really so important that they are why we are in a poaching position? That's from Ryan in Tulsa. I think you have it right, Ryan. I mean, would you like to go and trade out Houston and Cincy for Oregon and Washington right now? Sure, that'd be great. You can't do that. And I think that had you not taken Houston off the board when you did, if you would have just expanded back to 10 and taken BYU and UCF, then Houston would be in the PAC right now. Or they would be on the verge of joining the Pac-12. And so this is as much a game of, you know, chess or risk or whatever. You had to take that piece off the board,
right,
to kind of box them in.
Our addition was their subtraction. And, think about it. They're right now in a position of treating SMU as a really viable option and maybe a key to the lifeline. SMU can move perhaps a little sooner than San Diego State without cost. And SMU has assured, hey, money won't be an object. Think about, you know, there's no question. Would you rather have Houston or SMU? Would the Pac-12 rather have Houston or SMU?
I mean, clearly Houston.
Yes.
I mean, 100%.
And I would also say, and I think from the jump last year, the BYU thing, that's the Pac-12's first realignment option. Were they not here? The Pac-12's going BYU number one. This is easy. I mean, because there would have been a point at which post USC and UCLA moving out that they're going, hey, yeah, I know that they can't play Sunday basketball games and Sunday baseball games and Sunday tennis matches and whatever, but we'll make it work because that was USC and UCLA that just left. And I don't know that we made that move. We, the Big 12, made that move going, boy, this'll jilt the Pac-12 in a couple years, but it sure has taken stuff off the board. As you said, chess pieces are just off the board. And it's reduced the Pac-12 now to talking about SMU and Tulane. Well, nothing wrong with Tulane, but just the geographical side of that. And then it's sort of iffy. And, you know, I mean, there's no way that the Oregons and Washingtons are looking at that going, my gosh. You know, there's no way. It has very little to do with Tulane, and more just to go, this is where we are. Yeah, it is where you are.
This on the chat line. Wasn't Texas Tech also the leader of that new commish committee? Sounds like the rest of the Big 12 owes us their gratitude. This on the chat line. You've got a great program, guys. I especially appreciate your Twitterdom reads. Tragic that the new name reads Exterdom because it's not. Shelley says, AD, your glee is audible. It's nice to hear. Thank you. This in the chat line from my friend Bobby Hot Dogs. Yeah, there's definitely some purpose in his voice today. I haven't heard him this fired up about something since the day he found out about the benefits of spaghetti scissors. This in the chat line, with the Big 12 leverage UConn, hurry and join before all the spots are gone. I think actually it's the opposite. I think you're using UConn to leverage Pac-12 programs and go, hey, listen, we need a decision, and if you're gonna like waffle about it, we'll just go add UConn. Your Mark loves UConn. He can't wait to add UConn. We'd rather add you, but Your Mark loves it. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hi, how are you? Good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Brennan. I'm Aaron. We're joining today until 6 o'clock. Would love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Someone has this. What does this say about what Colorado knows about the Pac-12 TV deal? I think it says a whole lot. And I think that if you read some of the things coming out of Colorado, like their official kind of communications about this move, they specifically reference exposure and optimal TV windows and, you know, linear television partners. The fact of the matter is there is no deal. Like, and I'm not, to be very clear, I'm not like picking apart your text, but you know, we've been talking about this for 9 months about the Pac-12's, you know, media deal and their negotiations. There is no deal. They have no deal. If they had a deal, if they had anything good, and like, what is a deal, right? It's an agreement, right? It's an offer on the table, and it's an expectation of accepting it. And while I'm sure they've been offered any number of things, the fact of the matter is, and you don't need to have any kind of inside sources to know this or to realize this, is whatever's been offered has not been good enough and has been so clearly not good enough that George Klyavkov has not even brought it to his membership, right? He's not even gotten anything to the point where it's like, maybe they might go for this. Yeah. They might, you know. Rumors. It's been straight dog crap. And so that's why last week, where the chancellor of the University of Colorado had that interview with the Denver Post, that was very strategic, right? That was purposeful, where he talked about, hey, I expect to see some hard numbers here.
On Thursday.
And when pressed at that meeting by the CU folks, Klyavkov had bupkis, nothing. And so at that point, that was when this was done. Right, that set the stage, and now they're in the Big 12. They're joining the Big 12. They'll be in the Big 12 in 2024. Heck, Tech might play them next calendar year.
July 1st? Do we have a date?
Yeah, it's usually always July 1st. Sure. Yeah. And so yeah, I think that Colorado just acknowledged that. Listen, man, there will not be some rabbit out of the hat here. He has nothing. He's had nothing. He will continue to have nothing. Let's cut bait, get while the getting's good, and move on. And so now we see if someone else wants to be team number 14. This on the chat line, Joe Burrow carted off after a non-contact leg injury. Yeah, it's the Pac-12 Colorado news has overshadowed a fairly substantial, busy Wednesday. I mean, you have the Northwestern interim coach go to the podium at Big Ten Media Days. That's a shameful, like, the AD, nowhere to be found, the president, MIA, but let's throw this guy that's been out there for 6 months in front of the media. Yep. And so we talked.
In January, he was a defensive coordinator at
North Dakota State.
Yeah. I mean.
And now he's like, hey, go speak for the university about this scandal that happened mostly while you were gone.
And I saw a couple of compliments from media types for his work there,
sure.
Like his time at the podium and how he handled it all, which is, you know, that's incredible.
And then you have the Burrow news.
Yeah, that's...
You have the game last night in Houston.
Yep, the Rangers with a big response, salvaging a game. Now back to two games. They went down there three games in front, now two games in front. And, you know, the Stros jumped out early last night, mm-hmm. and... You know, Bregman with two or three. I think it was up 3-0 after the top of the first. And, boy, the Rangers dumped, you know, middle innings. And Parker Meschinski, two scoreless. Meschinski versus Young. Young gets a base hit. But Parker hung the zeros, so that's good. A couple of little Red Raider there. That was fun.
You have the Jim Harbaugh suspension. You have Ryan Day suggesting, hey, maybe we shouldn't play Michigan in the last game of the year, which is odd. But all that overshadowed by
soccer tie.
Yeah, soccer tie last night.
Women's World Cup, and they're not in peril here because it sounds like the Netherlands is better than Portugal, their next opponent. But were they to slip up against Portugal, like there's some scenarios that would have them not. I don't mean slip up, like, but if were they to lose to Portugal, they could be in trouble.
And I think the Netherlands have Vietnam next, and that should be a romp.
Right.
So you have to take care of business. You have I think right now you're up on goal differential by 2 or 3 goals, but Netherlands will probably make that up against Vietnam. So you definitely need a win there.
Need to win. Yep.
This on the chat line from our friend Raider's dad. AD, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you how your anniversary went. Who won Dr. Mario? Did that affect Pound Town? Wishing you many more happy years. I think I was up when we went to bed on Dr. Mario, and then we played again at lunch, and she took she went ahead early. I think she was up 15-14.
Like the Astros last night.
Yeah, and then I came back. Although when you're down a level, it's easier, so it's a lot easier to kind of stay even. Anyway, so it's 15-50 now going into the evening round.
Really? So what are we playing to? What do we got
20.
Here?
Yeah, it's 0-20.
Oh. So could completion tonight, or is that
potentially, we'll see.
I mean, like if somebody just runs the table and heats up and runs it tonight, or
probably just play 3 games and kind of see where we're at. This in the chat line.
It's an important 2 out of 3 tonight, probably, right?
Pretty important.
Yeah.
Although it really depends on how much I want to, you know, hear I hate you and like you're such a blank and blank you, Aaron.
Oh my gosh, I love it. Next time I see your lovely bride, I need to high five her just for the straight combativeness of the whole scenario.
Derek says, I wouldn't mind Wazoo and Oregon State, but do they provide the TV contract numbers? Mm-mm. Yeah, they don't. Would you get the pro rata part? Would that trigger with them because they're an existing Power 5 program? Probably. You know, certainly the ESPN part would because it's written in the contract. Would Fox honor that? Maybe not. But the question there, or really what this would hinge on is, do you think that they would add value to your league the next time you negotiate your media rights? And the answer is no.
Which is at the distant, distant future. I mean, those conversations probably be fueling up 2028.
Yeah. Soon.
Yeah. And so it's, you know, 5 years from now, that's the question. And, I've been harping at this, but remember our next, somebody mentioned Oregon State a football opponent in 2025 and 2026, so some of this stuff could be affecting our schedule. Good problem to have, though.
This on the chat line, Cal would be a huge mistake. I agree.
Yeah,
that Cal would be a gigantic mistake.
That just doesn't come up anywhere. Nobody thinks, hey, Cal could be the one. I mean, I can imagine that with the sort of institutional arrogance that they have, and I'm painting that with a broader brush, and they've got a right to be that. I mean, they're elite academic institutions with history. But with regard to sports, greater chance that Cal and Stanford would go independent or reduce themselves to playing Colorado State and UNLV in a conference
probably independent.
I know. Because it really, yeah.
Somebody asked this, what does the 30 mean in the Big 12 announcement? So the whole thing is a playoff of Michael Jordan's press release in 1995 when he came back to the NBA, right? And it was at the end of his press release, his facts. Dash 30 dash is used by journalists to indicate the end of a story. So when they would send stories over the teletype or the telegraph or whatever, they would put dash 30 dash at the end so that the recipient would know, okay, this is where it ends. This is the end.
Right, there's not another page in the facts or whatever else. Yeah.
So
it's kind of a boss move to go 30.
This in the chat line, I'm all for realignment talk. I am too. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking forward to actual football talk here in a month or so.
And we'll have camp. Yeah, camp sure. Coming up mid to late next week.
But
not that
man,
there's oogles of stuff to talk about as that's going on. But
this is a fun show, and we still have one more hour. More tech talk next.
podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. With Gus and Brennan, I'm Aaron. Thank you for making us part of your Thursday. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Of course, the big news today, this week, this month, this season, is Colorado has officially declared its intention to join the Big 12. That happening about an hour ago in Boulder, Colorado. This report from Brett McMurphy coming out about 10 minutes ago, he says, and this is not terribly surprising, but at least it's an official report that kind of has the Big 12 putting its cards on the table, so to speak. Brett McMurphy, the Big 12 will add between one and three schools to join Colorado in 2024, sources tell the Action Network. League will first seek others from the Pac-12 to join. If none do so, Big 12 would add one from the group of five, UConn, Memphis, San Diego State, or UNLV, to reach an even number of teams in 2024.
Yeah, and with that being widely known, Hey, Pac-12 schools, there's one slot. Like I said earlier, you got one slot open. You don't want to finish second if this is something you think you'll want.
This on the chat line. Maybe it's just my perspective.
How antsy do you get, man? Oof.
Maybe it's just my perspective, but why does it seem that so many on social media and blogs view Colorado as a potential savior for the Big 12? Keeping it real, they needed our assistance. So, it's not that Colorado is a savior for the Big 12, right? I don't think that you're adding them, expecting them to be some kind of standard bearer. This is about collecting resources, assets, and positioning yourself to be the third best conference, hopefully the second or first best. I mean, you're not just setting your sights on third, but you want to be in the conversation. You want to be included if this thing ever separates from the NCAA. You want to be relevant enough, competitive-wise, brand-wise, resource-wise, to go, hey, listen, we don't have an Alabama or an Ohio State, but we deserve to be in this conversation too. And adding Colorado is a step, not the biggest step, not the step, a step toward that goal. It's like Monopoly, right? Is Colorado Boardwalk? No, they're not, right? They're not Park Place. But they're a nice, solid property that you add to the rest of your properties, and you hope to add more properties alongside. And by picking off Colorado, that opens up the possibility of an Arizona, maybe an Oregon, maybe a Washington, maybe a Utah, maybe an Arizona State. It is a domino that falls that opens up another world of possibilities.
Because we have our strength and our addition has just weakened the Pac-12. It's weakened the Pac-12 in the sense that there's doubt in that room now. Whether that's probably more of a Zoom, it's a metaphorical room, but those people representing each school are looking around like, is he about to jump? All of which, and remember, all of this is flavored by, is driven by the lack of a media rights deal. And their commissioner being so coy about, hey, the longer we wait, the better it gets, you know, to the point that, I mean, it's been a bluff play, it feels like, and you know, things like Linear Concepts and things like CW and Ion, I had swapped emails with my dad about this today. I go, by the way, Dad, you know, this CW and Ion. So, A, tell me if you have those channels. This is my dad's sports fan, but not at our level. You know, he wouldn't be obsessed over this like we are. But B, if you're certain you've got it, quick, give me the number.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote back kind of laughing, like, you're right about that. I have no idea. That's you know, and so this is all part of the Kliavkov conversation. And, you know, along with perhaps a heavy load of streaming and just things that, and you know, if there was a number, if Kliavkov was sitting on a number, like, hey, I got this up to 30 million a program or whatever, don't you think that's weakened right now? Don't you think those media partners who haven't signed anything yet but going, hey, George, we'd probably do this and this and this. Hey, not because it represents Colorado represents so much value, but more, hey, your deal's crumbling. Why am I giving you this when I may be able to get a dime on the dollar by about November? You know, if that conference even exists.
Or if I'm Fox or ESPN, I can go, well, I mean, I can just kind of let it be known that if Oregon and UW join along with Utah or Arizona, then I'll make the Big 12's contract, I'll pay even more for it, or I'll pay for that added inventory.
Because we're partners with them. We, the Big 12, are partners with them in a way to go, hey, let that thing die, and we can pick the three best or the three most valuable or whatever, and I'm saying three remaining. I mean, completely agree, and I think this is, it's felt like all along there was some tug of war between Big 12 and Pac-12, and that feels imminent. I mean, and it comes all the way down to things that are as way down the list, but they're important things. Like if they've only got 9 conference members, that's 8 conference games. They've got to go out and add games for 16 months from now, not even 16, 14 months from now, 13 months from now. That's a problem, you know, and that's not even front and center. You know, that's way down the list, but it's still critical.
The pressure that existed in the pack, on the pack yesterday, still exists. And now there are more elements to it, right? Still don't have a TV deal. Right, still don't seem close to one. You just lost one of your major markets, right? How does that affect your valuation? You just lost one of your more visible brands. I realize their football program has sucked for the last decade, essentially. But still, I think they averaged the 5th most viewers of any Pac-12 program over that span. Now you have to add a team, at least one. Or you're dealing with adding games. And is there agreement in the room on who you should add? Because you need 75% of the membership to vote to add. That's 7 of the 9. Do you have 7 votes to add San Diego State? Mm-hmm. More Tech Talk next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3. Presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Clint. Dang it, almost made it through the show today without screwing that up. With Gus and Brennan, I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6 o'clock. We'd love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. Someone says, I think we see an announcement from Arizona tomorrow. That would surprise me. I would welcome it. I would love that. That would be a great day. It would surprise me if it moved that fast.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, SMU has fewer fans in DFW than most high schools. this on the chat line. What's the chance we can lure Washington and or Oregon to join? Certainly much higher today than it was yesterday or the day before that. I think that this is a real fork in the road moment for those programs. I think that the deal for Colorado, or I'm sorry, the deal for the Pac-12, their options media wise that were bad yesterday are even worse now.
Yep.
And On top of that, you have the game inventory issue that you discussed in the previous segment, where you have nine teams. Your plan is to play a nine-game conference schedule. Hard to do that with eight teams. Your top expansion choice doesn't have the money to pay an exit fee to get out in 2024.
Right. 28 days ago, it was 16, 17 million. Now it's 34 million. That on top of a conference that owes a TV network 50 million?
That hasn't gone away.
It's dead money.
And on top of all that, we don't know how truly aligned those nine institutions are right now, right? Give credit to the Big 12. When the dust settled on the Oklahoma and Texas move, and, you know, let's just call it what, you know, be real here. Once it was clear that the Big 10 and the Pac-12 weren't going to take any Big 12 leftovers, the remaining eight banded together and moved forward, aligned. They had a plan, a vision, and they executed it. And that's why we are here today, broadly. Do you have that same feeling in the Pac-12 boardroom right now, right? Can you get seven votes to clear the 75% threshold and add a member, right? Or, you know, are there three no's for San Diego State or three no's for UNLV or SMU or Tulane? All that stuff has to be resolved. Best case scenario for the Pac-12 is that they add a team somehow. And again, we're kind of brushing over a big ask there. They add a team, get to 10, and stay. But just to get to that point, man, a lot has to happen. A lot has to happen. Yeah. And if you're Oregon, if you're Washington, if you're one of the remaining four corner programs, you're looking at all of that, that big to-do list, all that just to get paid peanuts on a streaming network. Is staying together worth all of that?
And I would think among that group, if I were in those rooms and in those discussions, I would be all about, hey fellas, they got room for three. They got room for one, maybe three. And there's the remaining three corners, Oregon, Washington, that are in play. You know, there could be five viable candidates for three spots, and that's discounting any San Diego State or any of that stuff. If you're in that Pac-12 room, you know, we ain't all getting there. Well, there's not a landing spot for all of us. And hey, I called my guy in the Big Ten, and he says no. And hey, I mean, that's been reporting this week. You know, maybe in light of, okay, this Colorado thing has happened. Hey, Big Ten, just one last call. But their commissioner spoke the other day about my and of course, it's a new Big Ten commissioner who was brought in the wake of
Kevin Warren.
Yeah, Warren leaving and Warren being told, hey, we're not expanding anymore. So don't, you know, and Warren, and I don't know if that was the impetus for him saying, hey, look, the Chicago Bears called. But he moved on knowing that. And so the new commissioner was probably somebody that there was some alignment with in the interview process to go, hey, we're really not interested in expansion, so make sure you're not taking this job. Now, does the Colorado news formalizing, like, this is really our best shot at getting Oregon and Washington? But nope, they haven't done the whole national travel to time zone thing. They haven't done any of the stuff that, you know, people talk about, oh my God, UCLA and Rutgers in a volleyball game, who cares? You know, they haven't done any of that. Whether that's going to be awful or not, we don't know. You know, so you can see where even if the Big 12 has got an eye toward being entrepreneurial and, hey, we really could get these four schools paired up, there could also be some sentiment from USC now that we've been here a year, air quotes, been here, we don't want to give the West Coast up. You know, we don't want to give Southern California recruiting up to Oregon and Washington and let them in this conversation because of the budgetary divide between what the Big Ten is going to have in these other schools. So there's a lot of reasons, a lot of reasonable, you know, things to arrive at in terms of the Big Ten saying it's just too soon. And with that in mind, those five schools, three spots. I mean, to me, it's a race.
We're having tryouts.
Yes.
Yeah, because, like, people, especially in Texas or, you know, to the east of us, you kind of, I mean, it's West Coast, right? They're just, they're right there.
Yeah.
I mean, Seattle and Eugene, right? Those are just as heavy of flights from Southern California as they are to Chicago. Like, that, you aren't, like, clustering them together if you're the Big Ten. Those are now two separate, way out there outposts. And, you know, that headache is worth it for USC and UCLA, right? And it's easy to get to Los Angeles, right? Right?
Everybody's got a nonstop flight there.
Yeah. That is,
yes.
Even if the headaches are as bad as they have feared, travel-wise, all that stuff, it's still worth it for them. It's not for Oregon and Washington, right? To your point, they need to go through it first based on everything that they've said, everything that we've read, everything that we've been told. They want to go through that first to make sure that, hey, this isn't some freaking gigantic nightmare before we commit to doing this twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes you can't choose when you have to make these big, massive decisions. And Oregon and UW, they're at that point now. They're at that fork in the road. Are you going to stick with a pack where, again, no deal in sight? When you do get one, it will be crappy and on a streaming network. Going to have to add at least one program that is not Power 5 caliber.
Not to mention the academic pompous.
Oh, suddenly that's out the window.
Yeah.
You know, the conference that you joined is not the one that you will be in. You're going to get paid a lot less. Or the Big 12. Not your first choice, but it's a darn sight better than what you might be in for in the pack. I don't know.
I mean, there's such an orderly component to Oregon and Washington, Big 10, three spots in the Big 12. It's the remaining four corners. Hey, we're all done here, right?
All the day's work.
Right, but this is for all the reasons we just said, this is five schools, three spots. Musical chairs. Maybe it's one spot. I mean, if you're the Big 12, you could be playing as well, we may just have one spot, like which probably hastens the action of someone, right? One of those five is going, there's a possibility that there's just one spot. We can't finish second. And we dang sure can't be fourth.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Any chance Colorado was making this move if Deion wasn't there? I think so. Yeah, I mean, I think him being so supportive is helpful. I don't think it was a game changer.
The driving force, yeah.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at DoubleT 97.3.com.